Hello, everybody. Captain Marty here. Time for another fishing report on Tuesday, May the 7th. And a lot to talk about, especially in the offshore fishing, where there's a lot of variety. I'll tell you all about it and everything else that's going on. Just stay right there. I'll be right back. Are you ready for a fishing thrill like no other?
Oh, there he is! There he is! Oh, got him up!
As seen on Wikituna Outer Banks, the Carolina Girl, captained by majestic Jesse Anderson, is a custom, luxurious, 53-foot Jarrett Bay-built boat running out of Hatteras Harbor Marina. Let Jesse and her crew give you a fishing experience of a lifetime. To book a trip, go online to CarolinaGirlSportFishing.com. Carolina Girl Sport Fishing, your offshore adventure awaits.
Electricity, something I don't mix well with at all, and that's why I only trust the folks at ELS OBX. ELS OBX offers a variety of services from custom electrical installations to lighting design. ELS OBX has the experience and know-how to complete any job. They're committed to providing the highest quality lighting and electrical installations or service at affordable prices. Visit them online at ELSOBX.com to get a brighter idea of how shockingly awesome they are. See what I did there? ELSOBX, electrical and lighting solutions you can count on.
All right, let's start with the offshore report down Hatteras way, where they had a nice variety of fish. The sea creature, my old buddy Steve, Captain Steve down there, caught a blue marlin today and caught one yesterday. So he's got 2 days in a row on the sea creature out of Hatteras Harbor, so good for him. They also had down there some king mackerel, some dolphin, some blackfin tuna, a few wahoos. That was all for the guys that were trolling. So that was pretty good. Pretty good combined catches, but there was another group of guys, or the trolling guys, topped and made a few drops on the bottom, which is not something I ever got to do in my days. That was frowned upon. Now it's part of the package. They caught groupers, and they caught a few amberjacks. They caught some tilefish and some sea bass. Right there, you have three of the best-eaten fish that swim in the ocean: grouper, tilefish, and sea bass. And if you don't think an amberjack is good to eat, I was raised eating them. I'll argue that with you all day long. Inshore, they had Spanish mackerel. They're inshore, meaning closer to the inlet and back in the sound. Spanish mackerel, speckled trout, and the red drum they've been catching. Boy, they've had some great catches of big drum inside and outside of the inlet. As far as Oregon Inlet goes, a scattered blue marlin offshore there. I saw that Barry Sawyer had a doubleheader on and got stripped out on one of them. They went in opposite directions. That's a struggle. One of them ended up breaking off, but they caught and released the other one. Then they hit the tunas, and the tuna fishing was dependent on it was the haves and the have-nots. A little bit on the scrappy side for some. Others made a pretty good day. The dolphin or mahi catches, there were a few gaffers showing up for the first time, the larger sized dolphin. So that was really good as well. But they continue to have more yellow fins, and some days it's very, very good. It just depends on the day. It's hot one day and cold the next, but blue marlin are out there. You got a chance to see it and catch one almost any day you go. Surf fishing and pier fishing, we still see a nice mix of drum, including some big drum, especially down around Cape Point in that area. We also see some puppy drum, some black drum. It's depending on where you're at. But now, where at one point it was all south of Oregon Inlet, now it goes all the way to the Virginia line, and they're actually catching drum up in the Chesapeake Bay now. So they're here. The bite is on sea mullets, sometimes pretty good on the piers. When I say pretty good, I mean like a cooler full if you catch it on the right day. So it's good fishing, really good fishing. Bluefish, we've been talking about them in a lot of our reports, and they're not the little Taylor blues, at least not what I'm seeing. They're those 6 to 8 pound big bluefish, or medium blues, I guess you would call them. So you got all that going on too. Just a nice variety of fish, and that should continue as we'll have warm weather up until the weekend when things are going to cool off a little bit. So that's what's going on east of us. And just stay right here for a moment, and I'll tell you what's going on west of us.
When it comes to finding phenomenal seafood, you gotta go insane. That's right. Stop in to the Insane Seafood Market right there on Highway 64 in Columbia. Luke Midget and his crew work hard out on the water to make sure you have the freshest selection of seafood around. They provide a wide selection of fish, crabs, shrimp, oysters, and clams, just to name a few. Insane Seafood has a hot bar to satisfy that seafood craving right on the spot. Visit them online at InsaneSeafood.com and like them on social media. Go insane at Insane Seafood Market, Highway 64 in Columbia.
Back in the Sounds, we have good speckled trout fishing. We have good puppy drum fishing. And we also have a good bite on sheephead. That's become a target species now. Really a little bit tricky on how to fish for them. Can be really fast. They're the fastest striking fish I know of. It's just a bump when they hit the line. But if you can get yourself some fiddler crabs, any type of live sand fleas would be good. In fact, they're even catching them on dead bait, like shrimp and things like that. But you get out there, the population of the sheephead seem to be increasing summer after summer after summer. And so we got that. We got the speckled trout bite. It's not a red hot bite. It's more of a connoisseur's bite. And the kayakers and boat fishermen are doing better when they get away from the shore a little bit. So that's what's happening in our sounds. You know, you got to think about those bluefish too, because they're crowd pleasers. Everybody, when you go fishing, especially in the backcountry, what you want is a bite. You want to have a little fun. And that's what they're doing. Don't forget that we have coming up next week our first of our major offshore tournaments, the Hatteras Village Offshore Open. First fishing day, I believe, will be next Wednesday. I'll be down there for all that. Having a lot of fun. I'll be there every day bringing you updates, and we'll be covering what should be a good blue marlin bite from the way things are looking in Hatteras right now. So stay tuned. Keep coming back here each day, and I'll tell you what's going on. And thank you for joining us today. I hope you go out and wet a line, because after all, you're not going to catch them in the motel room. Have a great day.